that also. If you sell something, somebody says, I want to buy wax. You have to know what stam wax is. Stam wax is the psalus of the dvash, of the honey. So when you have a beehive, and after the honey comes out, the rest that comes out, that's called wax. That's what it means to buy. Tana Rabbonin. Call Elu Sha'amru Eimad Likim Ben B'Shabbos. All the Mishnah that you can't use these wicks or these type of oils for Shabbos, but on Shabbos you're allowed to make a big bonfire out of them. If you want to make a big fire in your backyard to light up the whole backyard, or you want to use a fireplace to make heat in the house, that's mutter. It's only also to use these for a little shemen, for a little or. Then whether you're going to use it to heat yourself up, then whether you want to use it to use the or to have a big bonfire, that's good. Then whether it's being burnt on the floor, then whether you're using the top of the kira. When does our Mishnah say it's osur? It allows us mem psila l'ner bavad. Only when you want to use these wicks for a small candle. So for a small candle there, we're afraid either the fire will go out, because either these oils don't go through the wicks so well, or else the wicks don't carry the oil through it so well, or else we're afraid it starts flickering the fire and you come to fix it. But that's only shayach by one candle, one lamp. But if you make it a big bonfire there, you don't have this kazaira. Trashi. One helps out the other one burn good, so there's no gzeres there. The ne'er krusel, only to use it for lamp, that's what's awesome. Finally, the Mishnah says, shemen kik. You can't use shemen kik for the shemen. My shemen kik, what does that mean? He asked all the sailors and the people go down on the sea. What does it mean? The yomli, they told me, oif echod is a type of a bird, yesh pekarche yom, the other side of the ocean, bekik shemai, its name is kik. So the Mishnah means you can't use the oil that comes out of this bird. Hey, so if you schmaltz up the fats inside the oif to use that schmaltz, you can't use it. Trashi b'shemen kik, shemen shel oif echod, neistin v'ner v'dolik, you use that shemen and burn it, it's no good. Rav Yitzchak b'rei de Rav Yehudi v'amah, mishcha dekoza, it's cottonseed oil. Cottonseed oil is no good to use for shemen. Trashi mishcha dekoza, shemen oil, shoisin migarine tzemer, that's made from the seeds of tzemer, of cotton. Tzemer gefen, of cotton. It's cottonseed oil, shekoyrim kutin, it's called cotton. So you can't use cottonseed oil to use for shemen. That doesn't burn so good. Resh Lakish Shaman, no, you know what shemen kik means? It's a type of a bush. Kikun the yoina. Like the bush that yoina would happen with yoina. They saw the kikun. Trashi kikun kein oisa shayoina. Just like the bush that was by yoina. Oma Rabba Barbachona. So the di chazali, kikun the yoina. I saw a bush that looks like the kikun of yoina. Oh, it's lavisa dummy. It's daima, so the sardi says, ilung sarik. It's daima to a tree that doesn't give off fruit. Trashi the chazali min kikun the yoina. And it looks like a tree that doesn't give off fruit. Omar patidinu. Davashki rabbi. It grows near a hole of water. Trashi naski rabbi, the bitsoi hamayim hugodl. It grows in like a pond of water. The alpum chanusa madlin, and they let the branches go in front of the chanus, in front of the stores, the yossi, in order to make it nice and shady there. Umar pasidinu avdi mishcha, and from the seeds of this tree they make oil. Over yanfoihu, and from its leaves, from the branches, naichu kobriche de marava. All the sick people, the marava, are under those branches. It heals them. Yeah, Christ either gives wolf good shade there, or else it's a healthy thing to be there. That's what people are by this kikun. Rashi, the alpum chanvenusa madlin yosi, alpum achanus, near the opening of the doors, madlin noisel itself used to let these branches be there to make shade. Olareach toiv, it smelled good also. Mivazdino migarinon, from its seeds they used to make oil. And from under the shade, Naichen Sheikhrim Brichi Chaylin. The sick people used to rest there, either it was healthy because it smelled good or it was good shade there. That's where the sick people used to be. Omar Rabba, Psilois Sha'omru Chachomim, Emad Likim Ben Beshabbos. What's the reason why the Chomet said you can't use these wicks for Ner Shabbos? Bevnei Sha'or Mesach Tzachois Behem. Because the or doesn't come out of nice flame straight up, it shakes. Back and forth, flick it back and forth. If that's no good, either you'll go out or you come to fix it. Shrashi Masachsecha is kimin sakin peguma, like a sak in a knife that has holes in it, that goes in and out. Masachsecha is the bosser. When it cuts the meat, it cuts slanty, zigzag. Shein oire zokif. The light does not go shooting straight up. V'neyefa makamecha doesn't stay in one place. El ndorcha, it moves. V'koifis, and it jumps. Lishna achrina masachsecha is bem eina nesechus teicha psilo, doesn't go into the wick. El esovev mirachus, only goes on the outside. And it doesn't burn so good that way. That's why you shouldn't use these wicks. What's the reason why the Mishnah says you can't use these type of oils for Shabbos? Because these oils don't go through good through the wicks. So if they were afraid to go out on Shabbos, they come to fix it. She shouldn't use them. Shrashi, Klor, Vishen, Nimshachim, Biyosel, Ahatis. Here the Xeris will come to move the oil. Since it doesn't go through good, the wicks, you'll come to move the wicks, move the oil, and you'll be over Nesamavar on Shabbos. Therefore, you shouldn't use these wicks. Boy, Minay Abaye, Miraba. Abaye is the Kasha for Taraba. Shmonim, Shon, Rachom, and Mehmad Likim, Behem, Beshabbos. If he's soon the Mishnah, the Shemin Kik, or Shemin Sreifel, or Baalyon, Mal, Shiitl, Techen, Shemin Kolshu, Viyadlik. What about if you put a little bit of olive oil inside it? If you have this shemen srefa, or shemen kik, that's no good. Now you put a little bit of olive oil in. Now with the olive oil, now it burns very geschmack. And now it goes very good through the psilas. So now there should be no gzera. Is it mutter or not? Mig, what should be the shalom? Why is it still be osur? Is it still be osur? Mig azrinan dum osur liad luka vienayu. Should be gzera, maybe you come to use the shemen kik by itself. If we're going to be mad to you to use the shemen kik when you put some good shemen inside it, people say shemen kik is also good by itself. So did they make this type of gzeira on Dilma? Or did they make such a gzeira? It's only also when the oil doesn't go good through the wick. But when you put some shemen zayis inside it, then it goes good through the wick, then it's muta. Trashi shemen kolshu, shemen hanitin betoichoi, mamshichoi liachra psilo. You put some good oil, now it goes nicely through the wicks. Is it mutter or not? Or Malehi answered back, eh, madlikim, it's awesome. My time is, he asked him, what's the reason? Lefei shei madlikim, don't ask me no kashis. Shei madlikim. No, as he meant to say, because he holds from this gezeira. It's also to do it, because if you use shemen kik, even though now it's mixed with olive oil, it's good, we're gezeira, maybe you do it by itself. Drash lefei shei madlikim, v'yenayu, v'gazrin en ho'otoho. Hey, since you're not allowed to burn it by itself, you can't do it with a mixture. Maybe you can't do it by itself. But the Gemara Eisvei, Korach Dovar Shemadlikim Boy, Agabe Dovar Shemadlikim Boy. If you Korach for a wick, something that's no good, use a chais and use a lechish. You put it around a piece of cotton that is good. So Korach Dovar Shemadlikim Boy, you take a piece of cotton and wrap it around Agabe Dovar Shemadlikim Boy, you put it around the lechish, or you put it around the chaisin or the seaweed, is a madlikim boy. Still it's no good, you can't use this for a good wick. So you see, if you ask something good or something no good, still it's no good. This is a riot. And then don't forget, we ask the kasha now. What's the kasha? From Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, shall base Abba from my father's house, hoyukurchen psilom agave egois. They used to put a good kosher psila, a good piece of cotton, used to put it around the nut. Umadlikin, and they used to use that for the wick. Now a nut, cheap is no good, the nut doesn't burn too good. So you see, if you mix around something good with something no good, it is kosher. So that's the kosher. Why do you say by shemen good and shemen no good isn't it possible? Here you see, you mix up two things, it is good. So at the Gemara, for the Gemara, what kind of kosher is this? It says It says you are allowed to use it. It's kosher to use it. So how come you told me shemen kik was a little shemen zayis is possible? Or Malay, he answered back. What are you asking me kasha from the Rishon Gamliel? See, aninu mi the Tanakama. Forget, bring me a riot from the Tanakama. The Tanakama says you're not allowed to put something around an egos. So you see, a good wick and a bad wick together is possible. So that's like I told you before. So what are you asking me, Kasha from Shimon Gamliel? He's a Yochid. We hold better like Tanakama. He's a Rabbin. So the more hold a Kasha, that's not Shver. I'm asking you good Kasha from Shimon Gamliel. The first chat is Maisa Rav. That since it's a Maisa Rav. Because if Shimon Gamliel didn't say something from himself, He said, Shobes Abba Hoyu. He said over Maisa Rav what his father did. Whenever you say over Maisa Rav, usually that's the locha that way. So Mele, the locha here is like a Shimon Gamliel, that it's mutter to put something around an egois. You're allowed to use a good wick mixed up with a bad wick. So the chur, the same halacha should be by the shimonim. A good oil with bad oil should be mutter. So the Gemara mikom makom kasha, the chur, it's a good kasha now. So tomorrow, my lav lahadlik, Luchuri, he put the good wick around the egois, the bad wick, to make them both be used as wicks to light with. Then it's a good kasha. How come it's mutter? And the Gemara now, loyla hakfois. The reason why he put the wick around the egois, the knot, not to use the knot as a wick, but to keep the wick floating. He wanted to keep, make sure the wick doesn't fall into the oil. So use the nutshell to keep the wick just floating up. So the nutshell wasn't the crown used to be part of the wick. It was only used the hakfois to make it float. Then it's no kasha by our case. But yes, you want to mix in shemen kik with shemen zayis. We have exera. You want to use the shemen kik for burning, you can't use it. Because maybe you come to use it burning by itself. But here we're not using the egois to burn with. Just the hakfois to hold it, stay up. There's no exeras. For the gemara ila hakfois, if you're only using the egois to make it float, my time of Tanakama. How can a Tanakama say it's osur? You're not using the feet for wick, avadu it's mutter. So the Gemara Enechnami, Kulu Rav Shimon Gamliel, you take it right, there's no Tanakama. Nobody could think of on this. The whole Brisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chasuri mechso, something's missing. V'okiktona, this is the way the Brisa should say. Korach dover shemad likim boi, agave dover shem mad likim boi, is a loch ein mad likim boi. It's tak osur. If you put cotton around lechesh, around chosin, it's tak apostle. You're not allowed to use it for wick. Now the medivo mamurim lahadlik. There's only when you want to use both wicks for the purpose of burning with it. You want to use them both as wicks. Avo lahakfois, where you want to use the egois. We want to use the second, the bad one, the nut, just to make it float. Then mutter, avadu it's mutter, there's no gzera, because you're not using it for burning purposes. So what's the raya? Sherevin Shimon, ben yam liloimer, shevei hibrosamai sarab, shevei sabo, hoyekurchim, still agabi egos, that's what they used to do in my father's house. They used to turn around the psila around the egos, just to make it float. For the Gemara, eini abakasher on you, v'yom arab runya omarav, chelev mohutach, if you have chelev fat, that's mohutach, that's melted down. Or else the karve dogim. You have the inside of the fish. Sheni mocha that was dissolved is adam noisen letoichoi shemen kolshu or madlik. You're allowed to put some good shemen, some olive oil into this, either chelev mutach, into this oil that was into this fat that was melted. Karve dogim sheni muchay is adam noisen letoichoi shemen kolshu or madlik. You could be madlik. So you see, you're allowed to put good shemen with bad shemen together. And for the Gemara, no. Hani mimshchib yenayu. Chelev mehutach is not the chelev of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a piece of fat. A piece of fat doesn't burn so well. But if the piece of fat is melted down, it's like shmelt, it's like oil now, that burns well by itself. The Teretz says, this type of oil, and this type of kirvei dogin shenimuchoy, that was already dissolved, is mimshchub yenayu. It itself burns very well. Mashenke, the case before is where you want to use shemen kik and good oil. So since this dead oil doesn't burn good by itself, then we have the gzeru. Mashenke, here the chelem mutech by itself burns good. So I decide, why can't you use it by itself? So the Gemara, v'gazul rabon na chelem mutech mishum chelem shenem mutech. Really, even though this fat that's melted down burns very good, the Rabbanit said don't use it. Because the Gzera maybe use fat that's not burned, not melted down. So not to use melted fat is only Gzera with the Rabbanit. The same thing. If you have the insides of the fish that's melted down, really it burns well. You should be able to use it. Now why did the Rabbanit make Gzera? You want to use the insides of the fish that's not melted down. So it's only Gzera. For the Gemara, good, let's be guys of Aito. V'ligzer nami chelev mehutach. V'kirvei dogin sheni muchay. Let's make Gzera, even when you have this fat that was melted down. And when you have the insides of the fish that was melted down. Shenos notoyche shemen. And now we're saying when you put good oil inside it, it's kosher. For the Gemara, let's make Gzera is also possible. Mishum chelev mehutach. V'kirvei dogin sheni muchay. Shalai nos notoyche shemen. Let's make the gzeira in order not to use this melted fat by itself. Because we're saying now, melted fat by itself is also the bottom of the gzeira not to use it. But if you put good shemen zayis inside it, then it's kosher. Fred the Gemara, let's still make another gzeira. You can't use this melted down fat with shemen zayis together, because of gzeira, maybe you use the fat by itself, to melt the fat by itself. So the Gemara pshita, he goof a gzeira. What's so good fellach if you use the melted down fat by itself? Really, it's kosher. Melted fat burns very good. So really, it itself should be kosher. That's the only reason why it's blue good, because only gzeira. Maybe you come to use fat that's not melted down. Or the whole thing is a gzeira. For yanan, nekev, and nigz, gzeira. That's the klal. In the Rabbanan, we don't put one gzeira onto another gzeira. So not to use melted fat by itself is only gzeira. So dialogue, it's only gzeira not to use it when it's pure melted fat. But when you're going to add some shemen zayis into the melted fat, now it's mutter. And we don't have any gzera, maybe use the melted fat by itself. Because even if you use it, it's also kosher. It's only gzera. Gzera we don't make.
Well, it's not melted, it won't burn.
So it won't burn so well. That's why it's possible. Yeah. Rashi Maisa Rav. Hoyelu meid shekach hoyo shemeis aviv oysen halochehi. Since he's made, that's what they did, the churat alochon. My love lahadlik, hoyekurchen shetavlik kapsili negois. They used the wick with the knot. Loy lahakvois. Well, how you madlik an egos? They didn't use the knot to burn with. El asayme chaleat silon lehatzifon. That the wick should float good. Shele titzva shouldn't drown the shemen. The yotzef habazim lagmin al kov habazim. Chele mohutech b'blad. Yehani mishal benayil. Achrab silo. Ovolay teru b'shemen namichozi. Really, this melt, this fat burns well by itself. Elder Gozer Rabbonim, Hutuk Rabbonim made Xera melted down fat, or to Reinam Hutuk. Hilkach, the Anaya Gufa Xera, even when it's melted down by itself, it's only the Rabbon that it's awesome. The Anan, Nekam, and Xera, De Terubas, or to Venayu, that we don't make Xera Xera. More vital. Tony Romi Barchoma, Psilois Ushmonim Shomru Chachomim, Eimad Likim Ben Beshavis, says all these psilos, these wicks and shemen, that the Mishnah says it's no good for Hilchah Shabbos to make the Ner Shabbos, Eimad Likim Ben Bemigdish. The same thing, the Menorah, the base of Migdish, the Kohanim couldn't use these wicks, or they couldn't use these shemen. Mishum, what's the why? Shenema, the Pasuk says by the Menorah, Lahalois Ner Tomit, that Lahalois, the fire should go up by itself and be a Ner Tomit. Is Hutoni lo vu amalo? He said it and he learned and he explained himself what's derived from this pasuk that we darshan lahalos means kadesh teishaleves oilam eleha, that the fire should go up by itself. That means be self taking care of itself, and not that a person should have to be there, keep on moving the wicks around or moving the shemen around. So since the shemen and the mishnah, these psilois, don't work so well, the fire flickers, and a person has to be there, kaseida, to move it around, that's costly for the menorah. The menorah has to have a good wick and a good shemen that the fire goes up by itself without anybody taking care of it. You shouldn't have to have other people or something else helping along. For the Markasha Tanan, we learned, Mavloi, from the roomed, used up of the godim, michnes se kahanim, from the underpants of the kahanim, or mehemenayim from the belts, nagartos, or yamafkiyim, they used to cut it up into pieces, or mehem madlikin, and for that they made the psilas. So who are these begodim and our apostle wicks? So how come they use these begodim for the wicks? Maraterates, simchas besashrebishani. They didn't use these wicks for the menorah. They used it for simchas besashreba. That's mutter. That doesn't have this posik or the halos near tomit. So Drashi, mivloi michnasei kahanim. Mimichnasei kahanim avluyim. From the room, the underpants of the kahanim. Hoye mafkiyin, kurin v'yosim psilus. Mishinchas besashreba. Shibazeres noshim. On the amnein, shaklayim was made out of klayim heim. The siv yasavnate. Sheish moshes, or it had linen inside of tchelos and wool. We are going with kaim malon tchelos amru. That tchelos is from wool. Who? And betoni liel linen shavis a sifra layim shel tzemer that says wool is no good for the wicks. So how could they use the gartel to make it into the wicks? The gartel had klayim and had wool inside it. It should be possible. Toni madlikim ben bemigdish. Teretzis since the pesach shrei b'shani leitziv b'lahalas bo. It doesn't say the pesach has to burn by itself. Vayta v'lavdir aisi. The Simchas Beis Shreva, Stam Es Simcha, wasn't the mitzvah the Raisa there. Stam they made the Simchas Beis Shreva. So therefore, it doesn't have to be with kosher wicks, like in our Mishnah. Torshim another kasha. The Toni Rabba Bar Masna. Big Dekuna Shebolu. The Big Dekuna that got roomed They would cut it up. They made psila for the migdish. So churat and migdish here means the menorah. So you see, they used the begodim. My love the begodim that had klayim inside, that had some wool inside it, and wool is not a good wick. So you see, still it's kosher to use these pasla wicks for the menorah. And the gemara loy the butz, the ones only made out of linen. Linen is kosher as a good wick. The butz means the michtesayim. The michtesayim was only made from butz. Hey, the kash before was only from the gartel. The gartel was made out of klayim, had wool in it. So Teretz says, Enechlami, the gartel you can't use to be for the psilas. That's the postal of psila. If you only use the butz, that was only linen. Linen is a good wick. Omer Rav Huna, psilas l'shmonim shem rachamim mei madlikim b'em and al mishne b'shavis is ei madlikim b'em mechanikah. Who are then you can't use these wicks and the shemen for ner chanukah? B'em b'shavis, where the Shabbos Chanukah, Bein Bechol, where the middle of the weekdays. What's the reason? Why is it possible? On my rov, my time of the Rav Huna, what's Rav Huna's svara? Kisover, he holds the shita, kovso zokaklo. The Ner Chanukah is the mitzvah, we'll soon see it has to burn for half an hour. Luis goes out by itself throughout the half an hour, there's a mitzvah to light it again. There's the mitzvah Ner Chanukah that has to light straight all half an hour. Now, since these shemonim and these tzilas don't burn so well, we're afraid that in the middle of the time will go out. Are you supposed to light it again? Maybe you forget to light it. Therefore, matchila, you're not supposed to use these shemen. You have to use a good shemen that minastam will burn the half an hour by itself. Uvaita on Shabbos, or mutil l'shtamish liyoroi. He holds it even in the middle of the week. It's mutil to have anor from the near Chanukah. So therefore, on Shabbos Chanukah, the reason why it's also, because since you're allowed to have anor from it, we're afraid when you'll have anor from it on Shabbos, it's not going to light so well, it starts flickering, you go to play around to try and fix it on Shabbos, that's why it's also. So Drashi, Ner Chanukah, Kovsa Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah goes out, Zokaklo, Lesakno, you have to fix it. Hilkach, Sorach, Lekatchila, Lasis, Yofon, you have to make a good wick and a good shemen. Well, Dilma Poshle, Mesakinlo, we're afraid maybe in the middle of the week you'll forget and not light it again. Vaita, what about Shabbos? O Mutlish Tamish Lori, Hilkach, Beshabbos Osir, Shem Yatl, Tzarech Tashmish. As you have a Gzeir on Shabbos, maybe you come to play around with the wicks. And you'll fix it, you'll be over Nisadi Rice. That's Rav Huna's shita. We'll soon see how we pass him. We have Chizdo Amano, Madlikim Ben Bechil. In the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to use these bad shemon and these bad wicks. Avloy b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to. What's the svaro?